Richard is President Emeritus of Jewish Veg Now, Center of Jewish Food Ethics. He's also President of the Society of Ethical and Religious Veterinarians. He's an Associate Producer of A Sacred Duty and a member of the Jewish Vegan Life Executive Council, which is at jewishveganlife.org. For over four decades, Richard has engaged with two ethically rich ways of living he charts in his book. He came to appreciate Judaism and veganism. Valuable and free information from experts are contained in the short 7 to 15 minute podcast. We want to help people understand the various end time threats and provide real time solutions along with the tools needed for their friends, families, and businesses to survive. Followers of our channel can receive a free action guide on each topic weekly. We hope that these guides will help people prepare for the serious threats we all face at this time in history. Hello, this is John White. I'm the host for the Worldwide Threat Podcast. Today, we're going to speak about climate control survival with expert Richard H. Schwartz. And Richard is in Israel right now, which is a blessing for us. And you know, our expert is a PhD and professor emeritus of the College of Staten Island and a current resident of Israel. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I came to Israel 8.5 years ago at the age of 82, so I'm now 90, and living here with my wife and two daughters, and it's wonderful, and I'm able to be very active, trying to get the vegan message out, and get the message out that the world has to address the climate crisis.
So in the climate crisis, what you write about, and we'll discuss that in a minute, the climate crisis, did that lead you to become more into this idea of the vegan revolution?
Actually, because the main cause of the climate crisis is really the animal-based diets and animal agriculture, and that's because the cows and 1.5 to 2 million of them, and they emit methane, which is a very potent greenhouse gas. But most important, as we speak, it's still happening. More and more, the Amazon rainforest is being cut down. We're converting land that used to have trees that were absorbing carbon dioxide, and now instead of that, we have cows belching out methane. A very potent greenhouse gas. And even more than that, 43% of the ice-free land in the whole world is devoted to animal agriculture, and that is for grazing of the animals and growing feed crops for the animals. And because so many trees have been cut down, it's really changed from 6 trillion thousands of years ago to about 3 trillion now. So a lot less carbon dioxide being absorbed, and the carbon dioxide in the atmosphere is at a very, very dangerous level, and that's one of the main causes. And some examples of this climate threat, this year, in early November, with only 2 months to go, with so many heat waves, that this year, 2024, was already declared to be the hottest year on record since about the 1880s. And that surpassed the record that was created last year in 2023.
Based on that, do you think that we're going to be facing a severe winter this year?
Well, the winter at least, things are warming up. But in general, you know, we've had recently very severe storms. An amazing thing, Spain, 2 or 3 weeks ago, had a whole year's rain in like 8 hours. And as you know, two tremendous hurricanes in the southeastern part of the U.S. Right. And very quickly, there are three reasons why the storms are more severe. First of all, the waters are higher, means more of a storm surge. And the atmosphere is warmer, so it hurts more moisture, so the rains are giving more rain when that occurs. And most important, the waters are so hot that you can have a tropical storm approaching the land. That's what happened with the two severe hurricanes recently, again in the southeast U.S. So it could be a tropical storm, but as it approaches the land, it throws in intensity. It could be a Category 4 or 5 hurricane.
Right. Well, you know, we're in North Carolina, so we face that in the western part of our state with Helene, which is still kind of a problem. But this book you wrote called The Vegan Revolution, Saving Our World, is that kind of a guide to help people, or what? Tell us some more about the book.
Yeah, well, it's a guide in a sense, because if there's going to be even a chance to avert a climate catastrophe, with one more warming, one more storms, one more droughts, heat waves, and wildfires, there has to be a shift toward vegan diets. But as I said, we need more trees. We're cutting them down instead of creating more trees. We need them because, again, they absorb the carbon dioxide, keep it from too dangerous a level. Now, the climate experts think instead of going down, it's increasing by 2 or 3 parts per million per year. But now there's a whole bunch of substitutes. Even long-time meat eaters can't tell the difference between the plant substitute and the meat. It has very similar appearance, texture, and taste. So people can still have the taste they crave without the killing of animals and without the as much negative health effects and without the many environmental threats that animal-based diets have, including the greatest danger to humanity, climate change.
What would you say to my audience about a peaceful way of to give them peace in their lives and in their families right now, a practical way to implement these ideas?
Okay. Well, the most important thing is, if we want a habitable, healthy, environmental, sustainable world for future generations, then it's important, extremely important, to shift to plant-based diets. And again, we have all those substitutes that can make a difference. And by the way, there's been, like, as I say, a vegan revolution. There's more and more restaurants, vegan restaurants, and even those that serve meat always have quite a number of vegan options, and there's many, many recipes. So it's just a matter of making the change, and by doing so, you are helping, you're helping your own health, and it's very important as well, you're helping the health of humanity, because again, unless this change happens, the world's going to continue warming up, more and more storms for animals, a tremendous amount of irrigation water is needed. So it can take as much as 13 times as much water on an animal-based diet than on a plant-based diet.
That's interesting. You know, my wife even mentioned this idea, since you're in Israel, what would be your and you actually were here as well, what would be your comparison to what we're doing in the U.S. compared to what's going on in Israel right now?
Okay, well, Israel is considered one of the leading nations in terms of veganism, especially in Tel Aviv, and more young people are moving in that direction. So things are happening in the U.S., in Israel, unfortunately not fast enough, not enough, because of vicious cycles. You know, for example, when there's these wildfires in California and other places, and a lot of energy would be needed to rebuild the many houses and cars destroyed by the fires.
That's some very good advice that you're giving. I'm sure many people watching this podcast are going to love hearing about that. And we're going to, through our action guide, we're going to point people to your book, which I believe is currently on Amazon. And also you have some websites that we're going to put in the action guide. People think they talk about climate and all that, but they really don't think about it like I think you've laid it out, which is really appreciated. So thank you for taking your day out today. I know it's late there, and we appreciate you spending time with us. And the wealth of information is amazing. So, Richard, have a great evening. Get some rest. And we look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Okay. Many, many thanks. And appreciate this opportunity. And I hope people will be in touch and look at my website with over 300 articles. And in addition to everything else, it reduces the possibility of future pandemics. Yes. Many in the past have been due to the raising of animals in very cruel, very unsanitary ways. So many thanks and all the best.
We'll make sure we get that information out to everybody besides this video so they can get to those all those articles. That's a lot of work that you've done. Again, we appreciate your time. Blessings to you, and thank you again.
Thank you. Many thanks. All the best.
I hope you're blessed with this information. Please like, subscribe, and click on the notification tab to our channel, and we will send you advance notices about upcoming threats to be discussed. Remember to capture the free action guides via our QR code embedded in an episode at the end. As a registered follower of the Worldwide Threat Podcast, you have our permission to download and share every episode and free action guide with your friends, family, and other businesses. Each Thursday, we'll post a new subject for you to consider and discuss. Set your watch to watch and to download the free action guide. Thank you. This is John White, the host of the Worldwide Threat Podcast. Please check out everything we're doing, and blessings to you and your family.